This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy. This week, fire experts are gathered in the Roaring Fork Valley for a series of discussions about wildfire. The talks include a presentation from Gary Ferguson, the author of Land on Fire and a science writer for National Geographic. Ferguson joins me on the phone from his home in Bozeman, Montana. So, Gary, Land on Fire describes how wildfires are changing across the West. Can you highlight some of the key changes that we're seeing in fire behavior?
Well, wildfires, in a nutshell, are burning hotter, much hotter, and they're much bigger. We're having so-called megafires with some frequency, megafires being defined as a fire over 100,000 acres. We used to have those very, very infrequently, and since the year 2000, we've had about a dozen years with at least a dozen of those fires burning. And they're more dangerous. They're more dangerous because of certain conditions created by climate change, other conditions created by just the sheer size of the fires, making their own weather, and things like fire whirls, which are very dangerous to firefighters.
You mentioned that some conditions created by climate change are contributing to this. What are some of the other factors that have contributed to fires getting bigger and hotter and more dangerous?
Well, from roughly 1915 until about 1980, in the West, our fire management agencies really believed that putting out fires as quickly as possible whenever they happened was the wise way to go. Fires were actually described as sort of the enemy and the foe, and the Forest Service for a while in the early 20th century actually had a policy called the 9 a.m. rule, where they tried to put any fire that started out by 9 the next morning. Mm-hmm. And some fires do need to be put out immediately, but the problem is that when you put them all out, you allow a fuel load, fallen trees and branches and timber, to essentially accumulate on the forest floor. And in the arid West, the only way that the biomass of those old trees gets turned back into soil to grow new life is through fire. So when you stop that fire load keeps building up bigger and bigger year after year after year. And so now when fires break out because of that fuel load, it's very, very difficult, especially when you combine it with the conditions of climate change, to put those fires out.
Is it fair then to think that fire on the landscape can be a good thing? Does this mean that prescribed fire might be part of the solution?
You're absolutely right. Fire is at base a very, very healthy thing. Besides it returning all the nutrients back to the soil so that that soil can create new life, it also has a lot to do with keeping pathogens and insect invasions at bay. Fires tend to burn in a checkerboard fashion, so you get uneven aged tree stands, and that makes for a healthier, more diverse set of environments for birds and mammals and other life. So fire is, at its heart, a very, very healthy thing, and part of us returning to a healthy forest landscape in the West will involve a prescribed burning plan.
But of course, people who have been in areas that are close to wildfires know the fear and the danger that these big and hot fires can present. And people live here because of the proximity to wildlands. Do you have suggestions about how to balance this very human desire to live close to the mountains and fire-prone areas, kind of with that inherent danger of wildfire?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we all do love to live near natural areas. And since about 2000, 40% of the development in the United States has been in the wildland-urban interface. If you want to live in the wildland-urban interface, though, there are some things that will help keep you safe without question. One is to have requirements for developers to build intelligently. Then there are some very basic things that can be done, such as kind of what firefighters call fire defense perimeters, where you just go around your home and within 10 feet of the perimeter of the house, you don't have any burnable material. You put fine mesh screen over your attic vents and your crawl space vents. You keep your gutters clean. The effect of these kinds of simple management tools is profound.
Okay, thank you so much, Gary.
It's a pleasure, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
That's Gary Ferguson, author of Land on Fire. I'm Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio News.